UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The board and management of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, says contrary to information in the public domain, the Duns River Falls and Parkinson Dam has not been sold to the Chinese. Stay with us for clarification and more about the attraction on today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The board and management of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is expressing concern about the circulation of incorrect information, primarily on social media, that the Duns River Falls and Park has been sold to the Chinese. The UDC's relationship with Duns River Falls and Park began in 1976 when the corporation acquired the Belmont property. The UDC is the exclusive proprietor of the world-famous attraction, which is managed by the agency's associate organization, Sintan Development Company.
Duns River Falls has not, will not, and cannot be sold, as it is Jamaica's prime tourism destination, attracting hundreds of thousands of visitors and Jamaicans on an annual basis.
General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm. Since 1998, the corporation has been engaged in major upgrading of the property and has invested in excess of $300 million in recent years. Mr. Malcolm says the property is undergoing renovation to make the space more appealing, provide additional entertainment, and cater to the diverse culinary and recreational needs of its local and international clients.
The latest development includes the construction of a central garden. It is the establishment of a landscape site with theme gardens, a picnic area with rental kiosks, recreational gazebos, shoe rental, video photo sales facility, and an interactive water feature for children to play. Other concessionary opportunities were also recently presented to the public, which will result in ongoing diversification of the Duns River Falls product. The work is already 50% completed, and the project is scheduled for completion in April 2016.
The corporation aims to ensure that Duns River is on par with other world-class attractions, and the experience there is one that provides enrichment.
The UDC's mandate is to make development happen, and a part of that development that we are entrusted with is to maintain and improve the attractions that are within our portfolio. Duns River is one of them. So we are doing this project at this time to ensure that this attraction remains viable in the market. So Jamaicans abroad and here would also benefit from it.
Engineer and Contract Administrator UDC Layton White. The UDC remains committed to retaining this invaluable asset and is reminding the public that Duns River Falls and Park has not been sold to the Chinese.
The UDC wishes to reiterate that the statement about the sale of Duns River to the Chinese is false. It is also potentially damaging to the business aspect of UDC's premier tourism project, from which so many Jamaicans earn a living. The Urban Development Corporation, as government's leading urban and regional development planning agency, own this world-famous falls on behalf of the people of Jamaica.
General Manager UDC Desmond Malcolm.
To a place called Jamaica.
Now for Or Did You Know feature. Did you know that there are always informative guides available to help visitors climb the Duns River Falls in a human chain while sharing stories and other information about the attraction? And if you are not adventurous enough to take on the challenge of falls climbing, you can watch the action from the vantage point of the deck or terrace. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.